talk about a word that starts with a C and ends in consistency. Yeah, consistency. So basically, what I want to say about consistency is the fact that you will be 100 times more successful in your fitness journey if you are consistent with something versus not consistent with said something. So, what I mean by that is, if all you do is go to the gym and run on the treadmill because you don't know what to do with the weights or the machines, you don't know how many sets to do, you don't know how many reps to do, as long as you're consistent with that, you will make 10 times more progress than if you go to the gym and you have this bomb-ass program that your cousin wrote you because he's a trainer, and you go maybe twice a week because you just keep forgetting to go, or you're just a lazy POS. Anyway, what it boils down to is consistency. The more consistent you are, the more progress you're gonna see. Even if you only work 50%, if you give 50% intensity, if you half-ass it, but you're consistent, you will see more progress than if you give it 100%, but only went once a week, or only meal prepped once a week. You could half-ass your meal prep too, but be consistent and do it every day, and you'll see more progress than if you just go give it 100% on one day, and that's it. The key, the biggest, most important key in making progress in the gym, whether you want to lose weight, gain weight, or just increase your conditioning, whatever, is consistency. So this thing that our bodies do naturally is called adaptation, right? So as humans, we adapt to the environment around us, okay? So that being said, you cultivate the environment that you want your body to adapt to, in essence, leading to the way you look, right? So basically what that means is it's your fault the way you look, because you didn't cultivate a certain environment around your body to adapt to. Now, this is important because when you train, when you lift weights, when you exercise, when you move, your body, if you're going from nothing to something, like if you're like just starting your fitness transformation, whatever, and you're trying to lose weight, you're going from 0 to 100, and your body has to adapt to that. And the way that your body adapts to that is by changing your body composition, right? So losing weight, increasing lean body mass, so that your body can become more efficient in the movements that you're doing. And you can easily test this out by, if you do have experience, and let's say, you know, you've lost some weight, you're kind of on your way already with your fitness journey, and train a different way, and you'll find that it's much more difficult than the way that you're training now, because your body is not adapted to that way of training, right? So this is really important. Your body will adapt to your training. Not only will your body adapt to your training, your body will adapt to your lack thereof. So if you always kind of never live a stress, like you live a stress-free life, and I'm not talking about the bad stress, I'm talking about like good stress, like being cold, like that's a good stressor, right? Or we sleep on these like super soft, comfortable beds, which like isn't necessary technically. Anyway, your body will adapt to your lack of training. So if you're constantly kind of like coddling yourself and never going through a physically tough situation with anything, whether that means exercising or just regular like daily life, your body will adapt to that, and you'll get soft, right? So then what comes along with that is you get fat, okay? So if you're fat and you want to lose weight, good for you. If you're fat, your body has adapted to the lifestyle and the environment that you cultivate around it. So the biggest thing, one of the biggest things with trying to lose weight, trying to get in shape, building lean body mass, is to continue continually cultivate an environment that your body can adapt to, but not fully adapt to, because once your body has fully adapted to that environment, you've plateaued and maybe you're not necessarily making any progress. So you should always be thinking, how can I adjust this environment, whether it be through your diet, through your training, through your sleep, through your recovery, to kind of trick my body into trying to adapt to something new so that your body can attempt to adapt to it and make yourself more efficient, make your body more efficient to what it's trying to adapt to so that you always see progress. This is the key. Now, there's many other things as well. There's never just one thing that you need to do, but this is absolutely key. We've all known that stress is a bad thing. You've been told to live a stress-free life and not put yourself through any hardship. Well, the reason that you would want to put yourself through some type of hardship is not only for the health benefits that I'm going to go over here, but also it's going to increase your mental toughness, which is overall probably worth it in itself. So the stress that I'm talking about that you want to put yourself under is a type of stress called cellular stress, okay? Way down at the cellular level of your body. Now, this cellular stress is a good thing because it's what our bodies have made to deal with. It's what our bodies have naturally evolved to do. And the way that you put yourself under this cellular stress is by fasting. So intermittent fasting, whether you're fasting every day or you're fasting once a week for 24 hours, but fasting is one of the best ways to put your body into this cellular stress. Now, fasting will cause cellular autophagy, which is natural cell death in a way. So your body will basically eat itself, right? Now, it sounds bad and it sounds like not something that you want to do, especially if you're trying to build muscle and lose body fat or whatever. Having your body eat itself doesn't necessarily sound like something you would want to do, but it helps to maintain homeostasis in the body. On top of maintaining homeostasis, when your body is eating itself, it's not eating good cells that are functioning normally. Your body is eating cells that are damaged or are old or are not functioning properly and are just kind of there and like not doing their job. So along with that, with your body destroying these damaged cells, you're also going to decrease inflammation, which of course is a good thing overall. Now, there is an inflammation response to exercise, but that's a little bit different here. With cellular autophagy, it's going to help to prevent cancer, because if your cancer thrives on sugar, so if you're always in a state of anabolism or cell growth, and your cells always have fuel, you're setting yourself up to possibly get cancer. Now, of course, there's also genetics that play a role in cancer development and whatnot, but overall, doing some of these things can help to lower your risks of developing cancer. Now, as well, cellular autophagy also prevents neurodegeneration, which of course is great for the brain, diabetes, liver disease, and autoimmune diseases. So there's so many reasons why you want to put your body under this cellular stress simply by fasting for a certain amount of time. Not only are you going to get these health benefits from it, but on top of that, you will notice an increase in your energy through day to day. You don't need supplements to do this. You don't need a special patch to give you more energy. Simply by fasting regularly, you can get more energy. And the way that that works is, like I said before, cells that are old or not functioning properly or are damaged are still in the body. Now, the mitochondria, as we all learned in middle school science class, is the powerhouse of the cell, right? If you remember anything from science class, that's what you remember. Now, the mitochondria have a very distinct role in creating ATP for your body to function and have energy. Now, if the mitochondria are damaged, they aren't necessarily efficient or even working at all to create ATP. They're just kind of there. So by putting your body through autophagy, you're able to kind of renew the mitochondria that you have, kill off the old mitochondria, and then use the energy from killing off the old and damaged cells to create new ones. The reason you would want to do this is because mitochondria can be damaged by oxidative stress, causing them to stop functioning properly. So, in a nutshell, fasting will not only give you a bunch of health benefits, a bunch of preventative maintenance benefits, it will also give you more energy overall because you can renew the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of the cell, so that it can be more, they can be more efficient, create more ATP so you have more energy. The takeaway from this is to implement fasting regularly, whether it's once a week for 24 hours, a buddy of mine fasts once a week for 36 hours, or daily fasting between 13 to 16 hours, and you'll start to notice the benefits from incorporating this cellular stress on your body.